So when a developer actually looks at a 5, 10, or 40-acre piece of land, they start to work through a number of steps with planning and engineering to essentially take that subdivision from bare ground to something like we've got out here today. When you take that piece of land and you start to subdivide it for houses like are out here today, you also have to dedicate public right-of-way. The public of Sioux Falls owns the rights of ways, so we can travel free and clear between the respective lots. These roads ultimately take us out to streets like Maple and connect us to I-29 and allow us to do our various daily commutes. Underneath these pavements are also the key public utilities that people enjoy every day with water, wastewater services, and storm drainage. In 2008, when the recession started to go in, we had a number of subdivisions, like this one in particular, that the original developer did not complete the public's infrastructure that's in the right-of-way. The right-of-way is essentially from sidewalk to sidewalk. Again, it's the utilities underneath, but it's also the street surfacing. We had a number of these subdivisions to address, and we had a dedicated team work on it to ultimately bring them into compliance. We had 29 out of 32 come into voluntary compliance and complete these subdivisions. One of the most visible items that wasn't completed in this one is the top lift of asphalt. What are some of the processes we've changed to protect the taxpayer so this doesn't happen in the future, and ultimately just provides a much clearer path on how we subdivide and develop land in Sioux Falls? This particular subdivision was under Sunset LLC, and the original assurance agreement was signed by Jim Daniels. That's an agreement that assures the city that they will complete the public's infrastructure in a prescribed period of time, so the people that buy property out here, the respective homeowners and businesses, they can be assured that those roads will be constructed to the city design standards in a timely fashion. Bring up Chad Heavey, our city engineer, and he'll share his perspective.
The street you used to get here today is Maple Street, and that's considered an arterial street, and those are constructed by the city through the capital program. Today we're out at Jax and Evey. Jax Street is a local street, and those are the types of streets that Mark was talking about that are the right-of-ways dedicated by the developers, and then they complete the public improvements, and then they dedicate that to the city, and the city, it's then the city's for perpetuity. The problem comes into is when the developers don't complete the improvements like we have here today. And so since 1980, the city has used either an assurance agreement or an assurance letter that states the developer will complete those improvements. And it has worked fine up until 2008. And when the recession hit, we then realized what the weakness was with our agreement. And it was that if the developer doesn't finish the improvements, who does? A committee made up of developers, home builders, contractors, consulting engineers. We had several city departments involved, planning, engineering, public works, the city attorney's office. And they also got involved people from the financial world to talk about the construction process in subdivisions and how we could make it better. And the result is what we call now the subdivision construction agreement. The key thing is that it includes and requires a financial security so that if they don't complete the development or complete the public improvements, there's funds available to do that work.